Hi, this is Christiana Carter. I hope you enjoy my book called The Valley, The Adventures of Wolsey and Shep. There once was a lamb named Wolsey. She was fluffy, white, and soft like a cloud. Wolsey lived in a green pasture with other sheep. She was cared for by a farmer and his dog named Shep. Shep was a border collie that watched the sheep and guided them. He loved each lamb as his very own. In the green pasture, Wolsey and another lamb named Hope were playing Follow the Leader. Have you guys ever heard of the game called Follow the Leader? The leader was Shep. They had a great time together. Shep was fun, kind, caring, and loving. If the sheep were going through a hard time, Shep helped them feel better. He was always there for the sheep. Shep led the sheep to calm water and helped them rest in green pastures.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He gives me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. For the good of his name, he leads me on paths that are right. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid because you are with me. Your rod and your shepherd's staff comfort me. Psalm 23, 1 through 4.
Wolsey decided to explore beyond the green pasture. She walked up a hill. As she went farther, she could not see her friends or remember her way back. Wolsey was lost. All of a sudden, Wolsey slipped and fell. She rolled down a hill into a very dark valley. She landed in a thorny bush that was sharp and prickly.
Ouch!
Cried Wolsey. While Shep was watching the other sheep, he noticed Wolsey was missing. Then Shep heard a cry.
Help!
It sounded like Wolsey. Shep quickly jumped over a fence, hoping to find Wolsey.
The Son of Man came to save lost people. If a man has 100 sheep, but one of the sheep gets lost, he will leave the other 99 sheep on the hill. He will go to look for the lost sheep. And if he finds it, he is happier about the one sheep than about the 99 that were never lost. I tell you the truth, in the same way, your Father in heaven does not want any of these little children to be lost. Matthew 18, 11 through 14.
In the dark valley, Wolsey was stuck in a thorny bush. Then she heard a mean... A shadow was creeping closer. Suddenly, a large gray wolf with long, sharp teeth was staring at Wolsey. The wolf's tongue was hanging out. He looked very hungry.
The wolf is like problems that attack us. We have troubles all around us, but we are not defeated. We do not know what to do, but we do not give up. 2 Corinthians 4:8.
The wolf came closer and closer to Wolsey. Then Wolsey heard Shep's voice.
Do not be afraid.
Wolsey's prayer was being answered. Shep was coming to save her.
The Lord listens when they cry, and he saves them. Psalm 145, 19.
Then suddenly, there was Shep. Shep said, Wolsey, I heard your cry for help and came running. Now Wolsey could hardly speak. She was in pain from the sharp thorns.
Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid because you are with me. Your rod and your shepherd's staff comfort me. Psalm 23, 4.
Shep would do anything to save his sheep, even if it meant risking his own life. Shep barked at the wolf to make him move away. Then he got Wolsey out of the bush and pulled out the thorns. But the wolf came running back and pushed Shep into the thorny bush.
I will bring back your health, and I will heal your injuries, says the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17.
Some thorns got stuck in the top of Shep's head. The thorns were shaped like a crown. Shep said to Wolsey, I will fight your battles. So Shep jumped out of the thorny bush to fight the mean wolf. The wolf howled and ran away. Shep was hurt, weak, and could hardly walk. He had fought Wolsey's battle because he loved the little sheep.
God's son Jesus gave his life for us because he loved us. We are like sheep.
3 days after the battle, Shep felt better. You might say he came back to life. Wolsey, Hope, and all the sheep were so happy. They were clapping and jumping up and down. The farmer in the red truck was happy to find Wolsey and Shep. They were back and safe in the green pastures. We are his sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 10:11. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. God gave his son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. John 3:16. And here is my prayer for you. Dear God, thank you for loving me so much that you sent your son Jesus to take my place and die for me on the cross. Please forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart and life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. When you pray this, Jesus then lives inside your heart and is with you always and forever. God promises to give us eternal life with him in heaven forever.
More Bible verses for the valley. I say this because I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you. I do not plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. Jeremiah 29:11. I can do all things through Christ because he gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Be strong and brave. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave you or forget you. Deuteronomy 31:6.
Hi, this is Christiana. The characters in my book are very important. Shep, the border collie, stands for Jesus as the good shepherd. Wolsey stands for you and me as sheep. We are God's sheep, his children. The wolf stands for times in our lives that are scary or bad, like lightning, thunder, or getting sick. Finally, the thorny bush stands for the crown of thorns Jesus wore on the cross and everything Jesus went through for us.
Thanks for listening to The Valley, The Adventures of Wolsey and Shep, an audiobook written by Christiana Carter. Original music composed by Robert Jason. The Valley, The Adventures of Wolsey and Shep. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.